start of the day. You take it away. Rabbi Yaakov Salim.
Good morning, Ad Chaydash. The halacha is the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Siman Reish Yud. Ha'eichel pachas mikazayis bein mipas bein mishay cholim v'hashoisa pachas mirevias bein miyayin bein mishay mashkim v'baruch tchila baruch ha'arur lo yisa aminu l'achrob eilin v'baruch klal. If somebody eats food, anything, even if it's bread, less than a kazayis, and who adin, if somebody drinks less than a revias, he makes a bracha rishona, but he doesn't make any bracha achrona. So if somebody has, let's say, a half a tea biscuit, or he has a small amount of drink, even if it's orange juice, a very small amount, it's less than a revias or less than a kazayis, the halacha is there's no bracha achrona. The only bracha achrona is if a person eats minimum a kazayis and drinks minimum a revias. Yeah, that's halacha. That's yadua lakol. Everybody knows this halacha. You've got to make sure, if you want to make a bracha achrona, it's got to be the right amount. So if somebody has a small amount, the mamash a small amount, there's no bracha achrona. So whiskey is a different, the whiskey is a whole different shayla. I don't say it's coming next. Whiskey is a different shayla, because whiskey is a choshev amashke, even if it's a small amount, it's a choshev amashke. So there's a taz that holds that you make bracha achrona on whiskey, even if it's less than a revias. So wine, the Mechaber says later that there is a day that holds that wine is different. But here the Mechaber says, bein miyayin, bein mishamashkin, there's no bracha achrona. Could be because wine is different to whiskey. Because wine, a person drinks normally a revias. Whiskey, a person normally drinks a small amount, a shot. He drinks small. But wine, what, any other drink, about the water, if you have less than a shir, there's no bracha achrona. Give out. Yeah. So, by Kiddush, you've got to make sure, the Mekadosh has to make sure he drinks revias. The others are toyim, they don't have to have a revias. It's just to be toyim, it's not, there's no din they have to have. You have to make sure, it's important, you have to take and make sure you drink revias. And if you want to share, you have to add. You've got to make sure you've got to drink revias. You have to take a drink, Meloy Lugma for sure. You have to drink Meloy Lugma for your own, even if you're giving out. You're not mitzarif. Nothing with mitzarif. Everybody's shtiyah together. Okay, that's halacha. You have to have the shay in order to be able to make the bracha achrona. Okay, excellent. So, says the Mishnah Berurah. This halacha, there's another tanai added onto this halacha, and that is that even if you do eat a revias kezayis, or you do drink a revias, says the Mishnah Berurah. So the halacha is achal kezayis hakezayis matmat minishtar harbe ba'achilosoi. If a person ate a kazayis taki, he had a whole piece of challah, he had a good amount of biscuits or cake, he had the right amount, but nishtaya harba machilosa, he dragged on. He didn't eat all in one go. Im yesh mitchilas achila, atzof achila, yoyse mechda achilas, pras einim mitztarif. The halach is, if from the beginning, from when he started eating, until you finish, there's more than a share of gdei achilas pras, which is a half a loaf, which is half a loaf of bread, of it's four bayim. Four bayim we take on as 4 minutes. Some say two, some say nine. It seems that we take on as 4 minutes. So if a person is sitting down, and let's say he's a meeting or something, and he's not really concentrating on his food, on the eating, he's just nibbling, and if he's nibbling, even if he eats more than a kazayis altogether, he has, let's say, 2 pieces of cake. But if it's over a long period of time of more than 4 minutes, then there's also no din. There's no din of bracha achrona. You have to have this amount of a kazayis, and who had din of a revias, you have to have this amount within the time span of b'chdei achidas pras. Okay? And if it's stretched out longer than that, there's no din bracha achrona. Now that's food. We said before as well, halacha is as well, that if you drink less than a revias, that the din of bracha achrona for drink is only a revias. Now what's halacha with drink? Says the Mishnah Berurah further. Ule'inyan shtiyas revias, im shasa v'hifsik ma'at v'chod v'shasa at shehishlim l'revias. Now what's halacha with revias? With drink, let's say you got orange juice, apple juice, and you're just sipping on it. You're just playing with it. You're just sipping on it. You're not drinking it in gulps. It's the same halacha. But the question over here is different. Why is this different? Because it takes a lot quicker to drink a revias than to eat a kazayis, right? Drink, you just gulp down, you just swallow down. Food, you have to chew and you have to take down. It takes longer, yeah? So now, what's the halacha with drink? Do you go with the same dark gedda of Kedei Achidas Pras. That's the amount of 4 beitzim, which is 4 minutes. Take on is 4 minutes. Or no, maybe you don't look at food. Now we're in drink. Now we're in drink, and drink takes a lot quicker to drink. So maybe you have to go much quicker. You have to drink it much quicker, which is called Bechdei Shtiyas Revias. The amount of time it takes to drink a Revias, which is much, much less. Yeah? Says Mishnah Berurah, Tzmach Lekis HaPaskim. Yesh Oimrim, Deina Mitztarif. Yesh Oimrim, De Mitztarif. Yesh Oimrim, De Mitztarif. If you drank, right? Yesh Oimrim, Deina Mitztarif. Yesh Oimrim, De Mitztarif. Im Loish Hashom, Etchiles Hashtiyah, Tzif Hashtiyah, Zmechdiyah, Chiyas Pras. There is a shit to the holes that when it comes to shtia, you don't go with shtia. You don't say it takes let's say 5 seconds to drink revias, so you've got to make sure to drink it within 5 seconds. No, you go still with the shir of achila. In other words, you're allowed to still drink a revias of whatever it is, a revias of mashke, even if you're spending a longer time than it will take to normally drink revias, even if it's as long as it's b'chdeich b'chdeich achilas pras. Then you make a burn of fashas. You make a burn of fashas now. Yeah. Okay, slowly say. That's where I'm gonna come to.
Sorry,
I'm not. No, very good. No, you're jumping the gun, very good. So if a groy is kim shambi brew the aloch kdeyashniya. In other words, there's a machloikas, there's 2 days in Machab and Simatophish Yud Base and Hilkas Yom Kippur. The aloch is that you only chayav if you eat a kikzeva sagas on Yom Kippur. And there, there's 2 days. What's halacha with shtia? The mechaber brings 2 days. You know, the machlokes says machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says when it comes to shtia, then you go with a shir of shtia, which is a revius, which is very very quick. And the Ravid holds that you go basa achila. You go basa, and it's bechdei achilas pras. And there the mishabru over there in Simon Tofi should be says the gon takes on like the second day, like the Ravid that you go bechdei achilas pras. Mishabru over here also, he takes on va'agro hiskim b'biyur da alocha kedei azu ha'shniya, that you go with kedei achilas pras. The mishabru is not machriya clearly, but it's very, very clear the mishabru that he takes on like the second day, that you go with kedei achilas pras. In other words, if somebody has a drink, not a hot drink, a normal drink, orange juice, apple juice, and he's sipping on it, or he just takes a few drinks and he's just having it, it's done for formality, he's not really having it because he wants to drink, because he's thirsty, as long as it's within 4 minutes, he makes burn of fashas. Out of 4 minutes, if it's mama schlepping, then there's no benefit anymore. Mashaykh, if you the first day in the machaba, it has to be done straight away, basically. Mishabura explains that you don't have to drink it in one shot, because the derech is, because it's mavur and ilchas derech is, you have to drink in 2 shots. So he says, you have to give yourself a little gap in between. So drink a half, stop, you can take a cup away from your mouth, and then you drink the next half. And that's the only way, according to the machaba, that's the only way you're going to have to make brain of fashas. And it seems the Svadim take on like the first day of the Mechaba, because that's the stam of the Mechaba, that you have to drink this revias, Bechdei Shtiyas revias, which is basically a few seconds. Okay? That's so far so good. In other words, there's a machlokes now over here between Mechaba, Lecheir, between Mishabura and the Svadim Shapaskim. What do you do? How are you Mashiach drinking revias? The Ashkenazim Paskin, that as long as you drink it, Bechdei Achidas Pras, as long as you drink it within 4 minutes, you make Menefoshes. And the Svadim take on, no, that you have to drink it basically in 2 shots, and if it's out of that time span, there's no burn of fashas. Okay? Okay, so far so good. Now, the question comes when it comes to tea and coffee. This is the big question. When it comes to tea and coffee, why should it be a big question? What's the whole shayla? How do you drink? If you drink coffee, if it takes you more than 4 minutes to drink coffee, which could be a lot of times, it does take longer than that, because you normally drink it when you're busy with something else, you don't concentrate on your coffee, and you end up doing loads of other things in the middle, either you're learning, or you're just share, or you're doing all sorts of things, so it's more than 4 minutes a lot of times. So then what's the shayla? About there's no benefashas. And according to the first day of Machaba, for sure there's no benefashas. But when it comes to tea and coffee, there's a different svar. What's this? It says Mishra Brubia, ועניין אין שתייה סטייבה קפה שהדרך לשתי סי כשוחם וכושי לשתי סי בלא יחפסה כדרך שהמשקין כמעט מעט יש מחליק זה רבן הפוסקים צורך לבורך ברוך האחרינה ילדי ירושי נענל ומחס השקל וחי עוד מצד משלוי לבורך וכן כוסו בדרך החיים וכן הוא מנג אילה says the Mishnah Berurah coffee there's a svara because the derech is to drink it slowly because you can't drink hot coffee in gulps you can't drink hot coffee. Coffee, it can only be drunk, or tea, or any hot drink, can only be drunk slowly. What?
Russian tea. Hot tea.
What?
Russian tea.
What's boiling up? Yeah, yeah. I think the Israelis have a lot hotter tea than they have the without the milk. It's boiling hot. It's impossible. It's impossible to drink it in gulps. And even coffee, we make it hot enough probably that you can't drink in gulps. You can if you really want to burn yourself, but you can't. Bad time. So it's not a derech to drink coffee fast. So maybe there's a different svara. Maybe there's a different svara. It's a mechush lika svara that because it's not a derech to drink it in one go. So this is called a shtia. This is called a shtia. So what? And not only if you drink it out of the 4 seconds, out of the shtia's reverse, you might according to some paskim, according to the start, you might be in the vajus. But even if you drink it for more, longer than 4 minutes, this is the derech. Nothing to do with this machlekas if it's kedei achidas pras or kedei shtia's reverse.
You still need a time.
You still no time. No. I guess the derech. Okay, maybe the derech isn't to drink it. Yeah, but the derech is not to drink it over hours. Yeah, true. But it could even be, even if it's, yeah, because the derech is to drink it sip, sip. That's the derech. The drink is tiff, tiff. It's to drink it sip, to sip it. It's big sip, small sip, but the derech is to have sips. That's the derech. So there's no time span. No, not wine. No, wine. Wine, the derech isn't to grab, the derech is not to drink. Derech isn't to drink and drink and drink. But when you do drink, you drink a chashv amount. You don't drink it slowly. The tasters, they don't even swallow anyways. Anyway, but the derech to drink wine is to drink. Not loads in one shot, but to drink. You drink a chashv amount. Reviz is not even so much. It's not even... But hot drink, where the derech, no one drinks hot drink fast. No one drinks it fast. Semela, if it says Meshabru, it's Mechalik Zafaskim. And he says, he doesn't say, Meshabru doesn't say what to do. Meshabru just says, the minhag ha'olam is not to make a bracha achrona. The minhag ha'olam is not to make a bracha achrona. Asked around, some say yes, some say not. Reb Shmuel Vozna is got tshuva, in Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Yud, he's got tshuva, they bring it down here in the Dirshu. He takes on, you do make bracha achrona. He says, you make bracha achrona. Even, he says clearly, even if you drink it out of a chidei shtias, achidas pras, even if you're drinking it over 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, you make bracha achrona. And taka, a lot of people don't know taka, they make bracha achrona if they're taking on like Shmuel Vozna generally, they taka make burn the fashas on such a drink. So it's a massive, it's a big machlokes both sides. Mishra Brura says the minigonim is not to. Yeah, very good. So some have eight, so they take a cup of water. Some take as well, the that might be one of the reasons why they take sugar cubes. They take a sugar cube in their mouth and they keep it in their mouth all the time while they're in order that they at least a sugar cube, but the sugar cube is not, it's not achila, it's too small. Yeah, they some minute takata have a cup of water, but we don't do that. It's not a minute. We don't have cups of water together with our drink. It's not, we have coffee, finished. When we go for coffee, it's for coffee. There's nothing else involved.
Isn't there whole shana
If it's, yeah. If it's water, and let's say you know you're scared. Let's say
you're dry.
So you don't make shackle. If it's juice, you do. If it's juice, you do. Even if you're doing it for thirsty, because at the end of the day you're enjoying the juice. There's an element of anah there. But if it's just water, the only element of anah of water is the fact that's hydrating you. But if the only reason is for something else completely different, then there's no. Tablets, there's no, that's why if you take water with tablets, there's no shackle. I think Mishra Brura said that drink, machel and oich is not mitzaref. No, as far as I know, it's not mitzaref. Yeah, so I don't think, they don't say sugar, they say water, they say a cup of water. And the Prichodosh brings it into Santa Raya.
If you take one of the reasons with tablets, you don't serve water.
No, I don't think so. Nothing. No, I suppose you didn't make bracha achrona either. The Gemara says increase us. The Prichodosh brings an interesting raya. The Gemara says increase us. The Gemara says like this: that what happens if you have got a mother? The more increases that you'd given her a medalef. If you have a woman that she's tomei mess, she touched the tomei mess, and she now becomes ava toma, right? The mess is avi avosa toma. Right, and she, when she touched it, she became Toma, she's Ava Toma. So the Gemara said, the rule is, we all know the klal is that Odom Mekalim are not Matama if it's Ava Toma. In other words, if she goes and touches somebody else, the other person doesn't become Tommy. It stops there. Only Odom Mekalim don't do it. Only Oichel Mashkin can have got the power to Matama further. So now, the Gemara says, what happens if she's Menik? She's Menik, she's feeding, and the child is drinking Mashke. Yeah? The child is drinking Mashke. So now the Gemara says that this child, even though the rule normally is that a tomei mess that's got mashke, it is metama through mashke, So this child, the should become Tomei, because this child is feeding with the milk of its mother, so it's having mashke in it, and so in the mashke is doch Tomei, like the mother. So Gemara says that the child is not Tomei. The child is not Tomei. Says Gemara, why it's not Tomei? So Gemara says there, because it's a Suffolk, why? Number one, it's a Suffolk, if Bechlali is drinking Revius, right? And you have to drink Revius in order to become Tomei. And says Gemara further, Gemara says, Shtei Tshuvas Bedova, why he's Tomei? Number one, because maybe he's not even drinking enough. Number two, even if he is drinking enough, says the Gemara, maybe he's not drinking, even if he's drinking a Revius, but maybe, what? He's not eating, exactly. The Gemara says there, maybe he's not eating Mechidei Achilas Pras. So maybe there's no Tumah, exactly. Yeah, no, the Gemara is not Tumah, so there's brachas. It's a baby. It's a baby. The baby doesn't make brachas. Yeah, so that's the Gemara. So Agav, I told you. That's the Gemara. Agav, the Ravid says that this is my raya that even shtia, even mashke, you go b'chdei achidas pras. The Gemara says clearly achidas pras, not shtia's revius. The Ravid brings a raya from his Gemara, not like the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who holds b'chdei shtia's revius. And the Ravid said, I argue, and it's b'chdei achidas pras. This is the Gemara, the raya from his Gemara. So I really want to say that maybe mituma derabono nechmir hikilu. They said you can make a lot wider time span, but that's a kapon of the rabbits, right? Says the prichodosh. 1 minute. Let's think for a second. This baby, how's a baby normally drink? A baby doesn't drink like an adult drinks. A baby, that's the derech of a child to drink. And if it's a revius, yoyis mechdeif is pras. That's the derech. That is how a child drinks. Says the prichodosh. So if, and now the Gemara still says you have to have chidei achidas pras. So what's the difference between that and coffee? The prichodosh says that if we see clearly from the Gemara that even something which is a derech to drink slowly, you still have to have the tnai of chidei achidas pras. So you observe what in coffee? It's the same thing. So some really want to say that it's different. Why? Because the way a baby drinks, he can keep on sipping, and then he stops and he gurgles and he looks around and maybe he needs to burp and he comes back. So that's why it's not mitzvah. So say the poskim, it's not a dechui, why? Because that's how you drink coffee as well. You drink coffee exactly the same way. And you have a couple of sips, and you go, and then you carry on learning. You forget about it. You come back. It's the same, exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same derech. You don't concentrate on this thing drinking slowly, slowly. You drink it, then you leave it, and then you come back. That is the derech of drinking coffee. So Meila Prichodosh Taka stays with this raya that coffee. You don't make brain of fascia son. Why? Because there's no svara because it's the derech, the sunny becomes. And if you think about it, what's the svara of derech? What's the svara of derech? And then you're not drinking, and then you're not eating. You're not eating the right amount. So what? The derech is. So this is the derech. The derech is not to drink coffee. The derech is not to drink.
So whiskey, you say it's different.
Yeah.
Because that is the derech.
Yeah. Because whiskey is choshev. Whiskey's got a chashivas. That even a small amount, you make an isek out of it. Here, that's not the point. Here, it's the amount is the amount. The cheshivas is not even dafke more choshev than another good drink. But it's the derech to drink slowly. There's another raya that they bring. The Gemara says in Psochim, the Gemara says that there's a meichel kutachabavli. It's called kutachabavli, and it's chometz. The Gemara says, you can't eat it like that. Gemara Psochim and Beis, you can't eat it like that. It's too strong. So the Gemara says that how are you going to eat kutach ababli in your oiva if you eat on Pesach? So Gemara, maybe ilema that you dip inside it and use it as a dip. Then maybe that's how you eat in the kutach ababli. You dip matzah in it and slowly, slowly eating a whole lot of kutach ababli. And it says the Gemara, but you're not eating it. So the Gemara, but you're not eating it b'chdei achidas pras. You're dipping it until you finish it. Eventually, finish a whole amount. It's used b'chdei achidas pras. So the Gemara says, so how can you be able to that chorus because of chometz? So says the pasuk, it's exactly the same thing. This is a dip. Now, if other the derech of a dip is to eat it slowly, slowly, of course. And yet the Gemara says that you have to eat it b'chdei achidas pras. Yeah. Okay. So this two rayas. This is two rayas that take on that you should not make brain afash on it because there's no svara of the derech. And takem shabur takes on v'cheinu minig olam not to make brain afash. Yeah. If you look at Svadi Shapaskim, I'm Svadi, or Vadi Elz, you're not. Or Ben Sion says you shouldn't. Kafachan brings you shouldn't. We don't. Okay, not. Again, as I said, some taka do. Some taka follow. There's other Paskim who say as well, because of the Svara of the Derech, so you do. So whatever you do back, even the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say what to do exactly. Now, The next step is, says Mishnah Berurah, Va'anshei Ma'aseh. This is what Beitzim quoted from a Be'er Hitiv and Siman Reish Dalet. This is Siman Reish Yod. And Mishnah Berurah, Beitzim quotes this from a Be'er Hitiv. Va'anshei Ma'aseh, he says, and Va'anshei Ma'aseh, Noigin Shlebasaf, some of you might have heard this, Shlebasaf Shtiyasan, Manichin Gdeshir Revis, Shetstanan Ma'at, Gdesh Yuchalishtis Revis, Bule Hefzik, Ulevarich Brach Achreina. V'toy Blasis Kain, Kedilotis Alibit Kul Alma. Yeah, and we further that the Quran is clear. The pasuk there, Shnei, the Hashiyu Gedei Achidas Pras, didn't see of Gambeshtiya, but Vaday Nochan Asaske. Says Mishabur, there are those Anshe Meisa who have this minhag, and take a lot of people do it today. You see in Kodesh, a lot of Kodesh Galay, they make to this. They wait the last revius of the coffee. They wait and they let it cool down, and then they drink the whole thing in one go. So then you yoytzali, but the Quran, but then there's no shaili, not going into the shaila. Yeah, and it says Mishabur that if you drink it within 4 minutes. Out of 5 seconds, but within 4 minutes, then comes out, you're coming into Machlik Saposkim, because the feed, the Machaba, there's no Bruna Fashas, the feed of God, there is Bruna Fashas, so there's a whole Machlik Saposkim. So if you do this, then you eat Salib with the Kul Alma, you have to make Bruna Fashas, even if you're the Machaba, because you're drinking within a few seconds, you're drinking it one shot, the whole revius, then says Mishabub and Shemaisa, do that, and his taka says, V'toiv la'ases kid. It's a good idea. Now on this minug, to drink it in one go, and this is also machlekas, and this is also machlekas, and that is the Shari Tshuva and Siman Reish Dalet brings the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef says a svara that it's bot ladaita yisal kol alom. It's bot ladaita. No one drinks cold coffee. No one drinks cold coffee. What would you do if your cut coffee turns cold? You finish it, you throw it. Right? We throw it. It's ich. It's not. You can't drink cold coffee. Warm coffee is a different story. I think warm coffee you do drink. And warm coffee, you can drink it, you can really. But leave out the warm, because I don't know what, this warm coffee is a bit, it makes a bit of issue because it becomes a derech. But even warm coffee, I don't know if people drink warm coffee that gulp it down. Even warm coffee, you drink sip, and again sip, because even that, the derech of the coffee is to drink sips. There's not some big sips, some small sips. The derech is to sip it. Maybe if it's warm, you'll sip it quicker. But it's not the derech for coffee to drink. So says the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah writes that it doesn't help. This minug to drink a whole revius at the end, it won't help. Why? Because it's botla daitoy. It's not the derech to drink such drink. And if you decide to drink it like that, then it's not. It doesn't help. One of the pasuk say even more. What happens if a person decides, do you know what? I'll drink it. Reb Tzina Bashul writes this. I'll drink it when it's boiling hot, revius. Also, it's the same thing. Again, it's but you don't drink a revius and one go of coffee. That's not a derech to drink so much in one go. That's not, even if you decide to, it's called botla daitoy. And the Sebeda Sam Poskim say it doesn't even help. It doesn't even help to drink coffee. Emma says the main place that says this is Ravad Yosef. He's got a whole shuvah in Yabiyoyma. Yabiyoyma is unbelievable sefer. It's whatever he writes about. Whoever it is what he writes about, it's like it's a proper encyclopedia. It's unbelievable. Everything from Aleph to Taf in Yabiyoyim, it's unbelievable. The Marma Kaimus he's got, and all this, everything you want, all the Likutis Svarim, if you see talking about it, it'll all be in Yabiyoyim. Everything is over there. So he takes on a dina that you can't relax, especially because it's the Chida that says that you shouldn't. There's no Svara of drinking one because Botla Daita, he said you shouldn't. But Mishnah Berurah says it works. Mishnah Berurah says, so even that, I'm saying, even that is a machlif sapaskim, if it's going to help. So coming down, end of the halacha l'maisa, you've got to drink a revius in order to make benefashas. Number two, is a machlif sapaskim, what shir does this revius have to be? Either, ichudei achidas pras of 4 minutes, or bichdei shtis revius of a few seconds, with a gap in the middle, which is also okay, we said. This is machlif sapaskim now. And now the Mishnah Berurah takes on the dina, like the gra takes on that, that's 4 minutes. Bichdei achidas pras. Next shaila is if you drink coffee and you're drinking it over the 4 minutes, or feed the machaba over 4 seconds, and you're taking it longer than the amount of shea which you needed, mad, you know. So that again, the Mishnah Berurah says machlik sapaskim, and he takes on the minhag is not to make brain of fashas. The Mishnah Berurah takes on not to make brain of fashas if you're drinking it with definitely within out of 4 minutes, but even if you're drinking. If you're drinking out of 4 minutes. If a person, it's also very chashuv and nekuda to know. If a person is drinking a coffee and he's sipping it, but he's drinking it within 4 minutes, It can't be the derech. It is a derech to drink it in 4 minutes. The derech is to drink it shleppy and also drink it 1, 2, 3. If you're doing it quickly before shachris or whatever, or before meeting, the derech is to do it quickly. If you drink it within 4 minutes, you do make brain of fashas. Because Mishabru takes on a din and the girl, that 4 minutes is b'chidei achidas pras. And 4 minutes, even by shtia, you go with chidei achidas pras. So you do make. So it's important to know, if you drink your coffee out of 4 minutes, then you don't make benefashas. If you drink it within 4 minutes, then you do make benefashas, because, and it could be the derech. This is the derech to drink it like this quickly. So you can't say, no, it's a bottle of daiter or something. No, the derech is to drink it faster. That. So some say nine, some say two. Well, the middle shape. Okay. So you want to go with a nine and a chamber, then every teen coffee is that. So, and well, even if you go with a four. I was just going to start talking about this now, this minute. The pasuk talk about tea. Tea, some pasuk want to say tea is different. Why? Because tea, the derech is to drink tea in one go. Especially today that it's iced tea. And iced tea doesn't mean iced tea. Iced tea just means cold tea. So you can't drink cold tea in one go. Some pasuk want to say that tea, maybe you should make brain of fashas. Because it's the derech. And even if you drink it I don't know if in England it's like that. Could we have it with milk and we treat it the same as coffee? But it could be in other countries, like it's a straw, I think, but Ica. It's a straw, they have tea without milk, yeah? So there it's different. There, apparently tea, the way it works, is different. Therefore, if you drink it in one shot, if the derech is not to drink it in one shot. Tea, the derech is to drink it, also slowly serve like coffee. But if you do decide to drink it in one shot, then some person will say, then you don't say that as far a bottle of dieter, then everybody agrees you make brain of fashion than that. But iced coffee is the same problem, because iced coffee, you also drink slowly. No one drinks iced coffee in one, you can't, it's called ice, it's slush. Yeah, you don't drink, because, so it's exactly the same shayla, exactly the same problem. So the person also, madame here, took ice cream. Ice cream is the same thing. Exactly the same thing, ice cream, why? Because you don't eat ice cream, because it's clear, that gdor is if you chew it. You can't chew, you don't chew, so that's called shtia. And exactly the same thing. If the derech is to drink ice cream like that, slowly, slowly, it's exactly the same thing as coffee. The derech is to drink it slowly, slowly, and it'll be the same shayla. Ice cream, yeah. And not have dafkan always. You have the ice cream stum. A lot of times you just stum take your friends. Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, you could say it's not klachra, correct? You could say ovid come over there. Sai bechlal, what's the shay? And say to, if you make benefashas, you could say, Ovid Kama, Ovid Kama. I'm just telling you, Bishop Bruce says the minig is not to. And all those which do. Maybe I have 2 minutes to say a Dvar Goda. We just left Sukkos. The Mishnah says in Ovis, the Mishnah says, Antigonus is Seicha Ima, that a person, Hebu Kavodim, Hamsham Shasarab, Shalom Manask Press, Veloy, Alte Hebu Kavodim, Hamsham Manask Press. In other words, we know this. This is already an old klal. We know that we have to do Torah mitzvahs not for the scha, not for the scha. But like the Mefarshim explained, we know we're going to get scha. We're going to get an immense amount of scha. But that's not always why we're supposed to be doing it. We're supposed to be doing it for Hashem's sake, right? The Stodik Kubai says they misunderstood, and they thought he meant that there's no scha at all. But it's not true. Of course, there's scha. There's an immense amount of scha we're going to get. But that's not our focus. Our focus is to do it for Hashem's sake. Now, here you can ask a shayla, and that is maybe it's a bit of an interesting shayla, but it's something that occurred to me. On Sukkos is Zman Simchaseinu. Yeah, it's Zman Simchaseinu. That's what Svasemes explains. Why is it Zman Simchaseinu? He explains very nicely. He says because it's after Shoshana, after Yom Kippur, we get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a tanug ruchni, and mainly that's why we're besimcha, because the simcha derives from the fact that we come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, Adam Nimi Enes Aneg La Hashem Elonis Bezis Shkunasoi, that the tanug amiti ve'edun agol shechini motzei, the Lashon of the Mesillas Yesharim is only that discovers the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in other words, by us doing Avodas Hashem down here, it brings us simcha. But what happened to this Mishnah? I'm not sure the kabbal press. Well, the Mishnah says, forget the press. Forget the press. Now it's lav dafka because press means scha. But this also scha in elamah. But what scha in elamah is? It's kavus abayshim. That is what scha is. So if Mr. Shalom tells us that by doing it down here, you can also find a meenda meen of this tanug of what we're going to get in elamah boss. So that's betzem scha. So why suddenly is there such a focus on sukkos of simcha? Okay, that's what something bothered me. Echoya maybe pshat is. That all year round, true. Our folk, I'm just saying something which I thought maybe it's not true, maybe it is true. all year round, taka, our focus is supposed to be on Avodas Hashem, do what Hashem said, and because He said, and all this time that we're doing it, avada, we're enjoying it. Avada, we're enjoying it, but it's not our focus. Avada, we're supposed to know that Yiddishkeit is a geschmack of life. It's the most geschmackste life ever in the down here in this world. We know that, but that's not our focus. It maybe it just keeps us going, but our focus is to serve Hashem, to do what the rots in Hashem, because that's the kach goes amok. Come Sukkos, and the Torah says, Stamazoy, it says, we know that Tachas Shabbat is Simcha, and Meforshim Psukim all around, there's a Chi of Simcha all year round. There's a Chi of Simcha all year round. A person supposed to be Simcha all year round. Come Sukkos, and the Torah says, I want you to focus on Simcha. I want you to focus on it. Yeah, Taka, these 8 days, I want you to focus on this Simcha. Pasha, to give you a boost, for the whole year round, that Yiddishkeit is a Simchadika thing. Yiddishkeit is not, of course, true, there's a big ol, it's a massive ol. But we need to always have a reminder, once a year, that this ol brings us to the maximum amount of simcha a person can have down in this world. So Beis Hashem, shul be zoicha, hopefully this sukkahs did us a good job, and Beis Hashem will be able to use us for the whole dark 6 months winter, and Beis Hashem will all be able to serve Hashem besimcha. Kalko. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah.